I'll start. My name is Rod, and I like to party.
So you mean whiskey?
What?
You're saying it weird.
Saying what weird?
All of it.
Where do you get off?
Hey there, church planner. This is Robert Frazier, and today is a funny day. I wasn't able to record early enough with Matt or a guest to have an episode ready, but I just want to give you a couple things. Number one, a little teaser, which is next week, got a couple new episodes that we're planning on. One is an interview with an author, Johnny Morrison, who's got a great book coming out, so make sure to jump on that when it comes out. And Matt and I are going to be talking some more about the beginning of the journey, primarily about building teams and raising funds. So if you're into or asking those questions, make sure to join us the next couple weeks to hear that. The second is this. I want to challenge all you who are pastors out there to be asking the two most important questions you can. The first is, how am I making disciples? I want you to think through everybody in your community, everybody that you're responsible for, who comes or is a part of your community. I want you to ask the question, how many of those people are preparing to be able to teach the way of Jesus? Now, that's a different question than they're disciples of Jesus, because disciples of Jesus actually make disciples of Jesus. That's the bar that we are inviting people into when we invite them to follow Jesus, is to be disciples who learn how to make disciples. Because rabbis didn't take on disciples who were just doing it for personal edification, but they took on disciples who were ready to take on their yoke. They're ready to take on their calling, people who would become these rabbis, these shepherds who would teach people the way of the kingdom of God. And so Dallas Willard has these two famous questions. The first is, how are you making disciples? And then, so I want you to start there, asking the question, what do you do? For some of you, you're going to say, well, I have Bible studies, and we have Sunday morning sermons, and we sing songs. And then a few people we have serve and do some training. And I'm going to posit to you that those things will not create people who can make disciples. Those things will create people who are good at doing church, but they won't be able to train other people in how to follow Jesus. So there's this reproducibility to the way of the kingdom that you need to be thinking about. And the second thing you need to ask is, how's it working? So when you look at your community, is there a group of people who are emerging as followers of Jesus, who know how to make followers of Jesus? And are there individuals in your community that are becoming people who you could entrust leadership to? Are you looking around after 5 or 7 years going, I don't have any elder candidates because none of them are mature enough, have the giftings, are trained to be able to lead alongside you in the community? If that's true, then fundamentally, we're not doing our jobs as pastors, as elders in the community, because our job as elders, those who have been given these gifts as apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers, is to build up the church, to equip the saints for the work of the church, to see the kingdom of God expand, to preach the gospel, to bring the gospel to bear in people's lives through service and evangelism. So the question is, how's it going? And I want you to think deeply about that, because I think that it just transforms everything about the way that we do church if we start asking those questions. Because instead of focusing on the big show on Sundays, you start asking, well, if I want to make disciples, I'm going to look at the way Jesus made disciples. I'm going to look at the way that people who are doing a good job making disciples are doing it. And they aren't doing it through large group evangelistic events. They're doing it through shared life. And I want to challenge you all to start asking, what does it look like to give my life to the one thing that will change everything in the world, which is to teach people the way of Jesus? And like I told Matt last week, is if you settle that question, if you say, I'm going to spend the rest of my life teaching people the way of Jesus and I teach others the way of Jesus, then what's going to happen is a movement's going to follow you, because you've created the seedbed of transformation and of participation, and people are going to know how to participate because they're going to see it in your life. They're going to learn how to do it. You're going to train them and coach them, and then you're going to deploy them to the work that you're called to. And so as you're thinking about your calling this week and your work as church planners and pastors, give Dallas Willard's two questions the space that they deserve, and start wondering, how do you do it? And if you want more information on how to get trained and equipped in that, please first read Church Plantology and reach out to New Breed and start talking with Peyton about what that looks like, because they do a phenomenal job of teaching people how to make disciples. Second is, reach out to me on Instagram at Bobby C. Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, and I would love to connect and share with you some ideas on ways that you can start in that journey. At 35, I got real serious about learning how to do it, and I feel like at 41, I'm finally getting good at it, so I'd love to share with you what I'm learning. Please reach out. Love you, friends, and we'll see you next week with a longer episode. Be great to connect. Remember, you can't reach the people no one else is reaching unless you're willing to do the things that no one else is doing and go where no one else is willing to go. Switch you around there, but it was good to see you, friends. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. This episode was brought to you by Church Web Builder. If you've been meaning to scrap your terrible WordPress church website, or you just need to actually sit down and make your church plants website, let this be a sign to you. With Church Web Builder's library of church-specific templates and integrations, and the included all-in-one marketing and communication platform, a beautiful new website is literally sitting there waiting for you to take it. Go to churchwebbuilder.io and use the code PLANTER at checkout. You'll get 50% off your first year. Yes, 50. 50% off your entire first year. Again, go to churchwebbuilder.io and use the code PLANTER. For more from the Church Planter Podcast, hit us up on Instagram and Facebook at Church Planter Podcast and on Twitter at C Planter Mag. We'd love to connect. See you next time.